Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Barbecue Shop Talk on Valentine's Evening. I'm not sure how that happened for both of us to be away from our wives for this, but anyway, you're up for the fastest half hour in barbecue tonight. We're going to try to get with our families here pretty soon. I want to reach out to Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars, and tell him thank you for allowing us to do the show here, and thank him for re-airing a past episode last week. So we had a week off, and we want to give you the call-in number now. If you have an opportunity to call in tonight, we'd love to hear from you, 347-202-0263. Again, that's 347-202-0263. I also want to give a shout-out to Alex Hay of IT Integrations. He's our sponsor for the month. He does all my IT work and websites around the shop here in the house. And I'd like to also invite you to go take a look at the Q4U website as well as the Buzz's Butt Dust website. We've made some updates and some changes on it today, and we'll be doing some stuff on Barbecue Shop Talk tomorrow, finally putting some of Tim's recipes up there. Probably get six or seven of them up tomorrow, and I think he sent me about probably close to 20 that we're going to put on, plus a couple of hours, and those will be going on each week as we update. We're going to try to do that on every Wednesday or Thursday, so it'll be fresh for the new show. Also, we want to shout out for Backwoods Smoker, and Tim will say a little more about them, say a little more about Lang Smokers here in a minute. And I will say a few things about Backwoods Smoker. As the season's just starting up, they've got some of the best char grill smokers out there, vertical smokers, water smokers. I would encourage you to get a hold to Larry down in Mid-State Consulting down out of Aiken, and he is a Backwoods dealer for the state of South Carolina. We also want to shout out to Gray Sale. Jennifer will be on February 28th to continue our project here with social media here in Columbia, ending it all up with our event coming up on April 4th down at 302 Senate Street. We want to go ahead and tell you about a couple things coming up. National Barbecue Association has got their 2013 conference in Mobile, Alabama. That's next week, the 19th through the 23rd. Still have some tickets and room rates, special rooms available. It's too late to get any sauces and rubs in, but we're in. We're hoping for a good report next week. Locally, we have a press release from the Vista Marketplace. It's on 701 Whaley Street. It's a local market with bone-in barbecue food trucks normally out there. You've seen them on Food TV and the Cooking Channel. I also want to mention out for some classes. Jack Waybor was with us a couple weeks back, March 8th and 9th. He has his class down at the Dorchester Shrine Club in Charleston. Also going on in Charleston this week, and Tim may can elaborate a little later during the show. Eastern Wildlife Expo is going on down there, so we'll talk about that a little bit as well. And then Garland's class is coming up this weekend, and Tim will mention a little more about it since he's a big part of the class. This Saturday from 8 to 4, it's sold out, but he has a waiting list for new classes coming up towards the end of summer. So you can contact us here at Barbecue Shop Talk, and we'll get you all his information. And then Tim and I have some classes starting up April 7th. The first one will be a rib class. May 5th, ladies grilling class. June 9th, guys grilling class. And then July 14th, it'll be start your own competition cook team. These classes are going for $99 for a five-hour session on Sunday afternoons from 12 until noon. And then we have someone here with us tonight. I'm going to bring her in here just in a little bit, so I'll pause right there. Let Tim talk a little bit now. Tim?
Hello, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. You are tuning in to the Fast Half Hour on Barbecue. As always, at the front part of the show, we'll take a look at the SCBA calendar. It looks like we got the Band, Brews, and Barbecue coming up February 22nd through 23rd. A lot of the cook teams, I think, got 33 teams on tap. Got our email confirmations today. They've also, you need to contact the event organizer because there's some DHEC forms that you need to fill out and fax back to them. I believe they send out email confirmations out to all the teams. So if you're listening out there and you haven't checked your email yet, log on. They got a DHEC form you need to fill out and fax back to them. Or, as I sent them an email today saying, I don't know where my fax machine is. I think I packed it away with my dial phone and my Walkman. So it's somewhere in the attic. So I'm going to actually scan it and email it. So you can definitely do that as well. Just after that, looks like we got the Sumter County Fairgrounds, the second annual benefit barbecue for Boy Scouts, March 15th and 16th. And then I will actually be there. And then March 22nd, 23rd, we'll be up at the South Carolina State Farmers Market for their competition. Looking forward to that. Looking at them on the message board, looks like Bamberg has a contest coming back up. I remember that contest well. Our first grand champion was down there. I think Russ Cornett would buy you barbecue at the time. It was his first grand as well. And the following year, I took grand there and swept the category. So definitely going to be going back down to Bamberg. It was a nice little contest. And so look for that date to be posted on the SCBA message board. All right, Mark, what you got in store for us tonight? I understand you got a great guest on for Valentine's.
We do here just in a minute. I want to go ahead and elaborate a little bit about the Department of Agriculture, second smoking at the farmers market. We were talking about that. The Commissioner's Cup coming up on the 22nd and 23rd of March. We're cooking in that as well. Just wanted to invite some folks out for it. It's judged by SBN, and the profits go to benefit not only the market in some small portion, but mainly Harvest Hope Food Bank. It's a great event. You're under a covered shed, so if you have that date available and your cook team are looking for a great place to go, that will be it. We had 38 teams out there last year. I helped the Department of Ag get that off the ground last year. This year, get an opportunity to just sit back with a team and kind of hang out. Had a couple big names. I know Tim's coming up for it. We're looking forward to that. It's just a few miles from the house. And I always love the ones that are close to the house, as you can imagine, Tim.
That's right.
And our first guest coming up here tonight is Frieda Spigner. And she's actually out of Sandy Run here. And I'm going to let Frieda tell us a little bit about her reasons for calling tonight. They have a contest coming up, and she wants to give you all the particulars on it. Frieda?
Good afternoon, Kim. Mark, how are you?
Good. Doing great.
Good.
Yeah, doing good.
I'm with the Sandy Run Museum Board, and we are sponsoring the first annual Edward C. Knight Memorial Cook-Off, Chili Cook-Off, on March the 2nd. And it's going to be held in Sandy Run, and we're located on Old Sandy Run Road. We are adjacent to the Calhoun County Sandy Run Fire Department. We are looking, of course, for our competitors to come in and cook, and we'd love to enjoy their chili. We're going to have a fun day with live music and a few concessions, perhaps a bake sale. There's an entry fee of $20 for coming in and cooking for us, and we have regulation set up, which we would be glad to email out to you or to anyone who's interested. I'd like to give you, before we get too far into this, two phone numbers that you certainly can call in and get additional information that perhaps I do not give you tonight. The first phone number is for Angie Culler, and that number is area code 83-429-8662, or the second number is for Snooki McCullough, and Snooki's number is 803-917-1882. Equally as well, I'm going to give you an email address for those who would like to have an application to come cook for us. And I just encourage all to come. Sandy Run's a lovely community, and we have great hospitality. The email address is for another member on our board, and it is M as in Murray, D as in dog, Rucker, M-D Rucker, R-U-C-K-E-R, at UMCSC.org. And if anyone and those who are interested would either call one of those two phone numbers or will either send an email to the address I gave you, we would be happy to get you an application. The tastings for the day will begin at 11 o'clock and to 1:30. The tickets prior to the day of the event are $8 each, for which you get 8 tastings of 2 ounces each. The tickets the day of the event will be $10. So we just look forward to having everyone come join us. The proceeds from the event will be used. We are starting, we are a fledgling organization with the museum, a community museum. And the proceeds will be used to help us get our building in order to have our displays and events.
Freddie, that sounds wonderful. I live in Sandy Run, so since you're about 2 miles away, I plan on coming down since we actually have that date free and cooking a little chili as well. Tell me a little bit about the live music. Do you already have the guests booked, and who is it?
We do have guests booked, and one of them is our Randy Lucas. You know, he is a champion banjo player. I think he has won numerous awards out of Nashville. I had Randy in school many years back, extremely talented young man. I think his daughter always also comes in. And I think Angie probably has lined up a few other surprises for us. But I do know that Randy has been contacted and is going to be with us and his daughter as well. So that's it. The ladies in the community are grand cooks. We're going to have a lot of wonderful desserts for sale. It's going to be just a good day. It's a good day to come and enjoy Sandy Run hospitality.
Well, Frida, I will say one thing about Randy Lucas. He is, I know he's won at least 2 national banjo competitions, and unfortunately he only come in 2nd in the guitar championships as well. And he plays on Steve Pettit, evangelist, works out of Northland Bible College. He's actually a friend of ours, and Randy's actually played on his latest CD, and he's given my son banjo lessons, so I'm very familiar with Randy. Dee and Bailey, his daughter, and they've actually had a little hoedown at the house here when we had a cookabout about 2 months ago. So look forward to that. I thought he might be out there. Angie told me a little earlier today you might have about 10 teams, so hoping you'll pull a few more. I'll get my application in tomorrow. And Frida, it was great having you on the show tonight, and I hope you have beautiful weather for your competition.
Well, thank you, Mark, and I look forward to seeing you at our event and all others. As I say, enjoy Sandy Run hospitality.
Thank you, Frida, and have a great night.
You too.
Well, Tim, that's going to be a fun little event, especially since it's so close to me. I don't have to leave until 10 minutes till, and I'll be home in 5 minutes after, so, which all of them are like that.
That sounds good.
That sounds good. Well, let's get that date one more time, Mark.
That is March the 2nd, and right down here in the big town of Sandy Run, South Carolina. You've been over here before. It's quaint little kind of a country town here, but there's a lot of great people here, and Randy Lucas is worth coming out to hear, I can tell you that. He is absolutely phenomenal, and his wife plays guitar, his daughter plays, I think, big bass, violin, and mandolin. So anyway, it'll be a great opportunity for anybody out there listening in the area who wants to cook, come out and try your hand at it, or just come out and participate and have some fun out here. Tim, what's your first contest this year?
Well, it's going to be weekend after next. We're going to be out at the Band of Brews and Barbecue cook-off, so it's going to be an exciting time out there. Looks like they got a packed field. I was saying earlier, like 33 teams, so we're looking forward to going out there with a wing contest on Friday night. Got a new wing recipe that I'm going to be trying out there, so look forward to that. And then we've got a butt competition and then also have a rib competition as well, so looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. After that, we got a Rhodes Scholar Barbecue class. It's a week-long barbecue vacation. As we said a few weeks earlier, that class has sold out, but we do have a class coming up in October for the week-long vacation. Then I'm off to Sumter for the Boy Scouts Barbecue. So looking forward to every weekend having something going on between now through July, it looks like. So it's going to be a packed time for me.
That sounds great. Tell us a little bit about the classes you're doing at the Culinary Institute down there.
Yeah, those are going great. We're actually going to be ready to hit our midterm week after next. It's going to be a spring, and hopefully we pick back up again in the fall. Everything is going great with that. It's every Monday. It's a kind of a tour around of barbecue, kind of around the world, really. We're doing getting ready to close out Kansas City this Monday, then Memphis next Monday, and then we'll be taking a trip to the Polynesian Islands with some unique menu offerings there. So looks like that's going to be a lot of fun. Got the truck packed, and the wood is already in the back, racked up, ready to go in the Lang 84, heading out to Columbia Saturday morning. I'll be out at the State Farmers Market about 5:30 a.m. in the 29-degree weather, putting on a whole load of briskets for the brisket portion that day.
And I'll tell you, somebody won't be there with you.
I'm going to swing around by your house and pick you up, actually. So.
Yep. Yeah, that'll wake me up, yeah.
No, I think Garland from Big GQ's Barbecue spoke with him today. He's going to be out there around 6 a.m. with some heaters and some coffee. So just want to just provide the freshest product available. So we're going to get those briskets cooked the day of the class, and it's going to be a great class. So I went and picked those up today. And we're also going to I'll be teaching the brisket portion as well as the ribs. So looking forward to a packed house. I understand the class sold out, so good for them. Looking forward to having a good time. And then we're looking forward to our April 7th class and looking forward to start talking about that every week. So tune in. Man, $99, Mark, you can't beat that price for an all-inclusive category-specific class. So, you know, if you really want to learn how to cook ribs, you got to come April 7th, $99, State Farmers Market, any and everything to do with ribs. When you leave out of there, you're guaranteed to be a rib master.
I'll tell you, I've already had someone contact us about the class in July, Start Your Own Team class. And she wanted to know how many people she needed for a team. She was thinking about bringing them. And it's actually going to be a female team, and you're familiar with her, Robin Ray. And she's been one of our guests before.
Absolutely.
She's doing the team, and told her she would learn a lot from this class. I know you're a wealth of knowledge, and I've been putting a little bit of stuff together myself here for everything from the press side of it that a lot of people don't think. You get some exposure out there, and you need banners and printing and some things that on that side of it as far as accounting and checkbooks and so forth. A lot of things most people don't think of. And I actually have a friend of mine that's an accountant, owns a firm here in town. We'll try to get him to come out and do a 15, 20-minute question-and-answer session and kind of give you an overview of what you should do for that. And I think we'll get that lined up possibly as early as tomorrow. So, and it's going to be a great, fun class for somebody. If you're leaning towards thinking about starting a class with the popularity of Pitmasters and some other things, there's a lot of folks that want to try their hand at it, so I think we can help all of them out there and get them a good start for that. First class, rib class, I'm really looking forward to that. We did a little practice run of some ribs just the other day, and our neighbor out here absolutely enjoyed it. So they had sauce all over their arms and everything, so they had a blast.
Yeah, we did ribs. Last Monday I did a class on ribs, and we did 25 racks. And then pouring down rain. It rained all day long here, but it turned out great. We evidently they had a lot of requests for ribs all around the school, so we definitely sent everyone. I think there's a lot of people who almost got a half a slab of baby backs delivered right to their desk that day, so we had a great time. And the Start Your Own Barbecue class is going to be really unique. I'm really looking forward to that class, Mark.
I am.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great because we're going to show you what to do and definitely what not to do, and it's going to be from all of our combined years of doing barbecue. I've been doing it since 2000 on the competitions, and so you're going to get 13 years of what I need. I think works and what I think don't. You know, so it's definitely going to be worth your money there. $99, you can't beat it. I mean, just the food we feed you alone to cover that.
Absolutely, and you know the side of the cooking aspect of it and everything. Is one thing, but there's really a business side to it. There's a lot of things, you know, the first time we went out and cooked, the grill, nobody forgets the grill or the tent, some chairs maybe, but we forgot the fire barrel because it was cold. We forgot some jackets. I actually had to go to Walmart and buy some jackets and some blankets, believe it or not.
Sure.
And little things that you don't really think about, different times of season, what you can look forward to and what you should plan for, It's good to have a checklist. I know you're big on that, having a to-do list, a check-off list, and
absolutely
put some of that stuff together. I think the manual's worth the money in itself, just what it could possibly save you money-wise.
Yeah, writing everything down is really the way to go. But even more than that, I think what you're going to get from it is what not to take. So many times you see folks out there, and they've got everything but the kitchen sink out there. So we're going to, you know, I'm going to go through, you know, how to get ahead of the competition, how to trim, you know, some meats at home, how to pack, what to bring, what not to bring, you know, how to get ahead of the game. I've got a method where if I put my hand on it, I want to know right where it's at. But injections, rubs, sauces, marinades, all of these are made, all of these are packaged, ready to go. I'm a big fan of disposable products. You know that, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like washing dishes. So if we can get everything lined up and you can get to a competition and you've got all your injections set, your rubs, your marinades, and then you're ready to go, and they're in disposable containers, use it, lose it, you know. And I think when it comes time to turn in, you're not beat to death. You're not, you know, because that's when you really need to be focused on being able to taste your product, be able to arrange your product in a box, being able to put out a great product. You can't do that if you can't stand up because your back is so sore, if you've got a complete mess everywhere, if you're exhausted. So you're going to have 13 years of what not to do as well as what to do coming at you in a compact five-hour beautiful setting up there at the Farmer's Market. So it's going to be one of these classes that you don't want to miss. And also the girls' class and the guys' class. We've got this set around Mother's Day and Father's Day. So what a great time to fellowship. Come on out. Moms, bring your daughters. Daughters, bring your moms. You come on out. You know, we got a special gift for you. And we'll teach you everything you need to know about grilling. Same thing with the guys. What a great Father's Day to go out and bond with your sons with your fathers. Come on out, sit around a pit, talk barbecue, eat some great food, take back some useful tips that you can certainly use in the backyard. These classes are not going to be where you come and there's a whole list of these foreign ingredients and these crazy techniques and these $5,000 pits that you have to go use. These are going to be common, no-nonsense approach to barbecue where you can come to the class, take exactly what we show you, some tips, some tricks, and go right home and do the exact same food for your friends and family and loved ones, and it's going to be a great time.
You know, it's just some of the smaller tips. Some of the stuff, we did something today for the state tournament for SCACs, and we just threw some butts on. We didn't inject them. We did rub them a little bit, and I just cooked them hot and fast, took them up there. Everybody was going nuts. We actually pulled them in the kitchen at the gym there, and we were pulling. People were going crazy, trying a little bit, buying sandwiches. They were starting to fly off the shelves out there, and these folks were just really excited about the barbecue. That's not something we didn't do in competition style. So you can actually just learn enough from this class that you can go out and do something for your friends and family and really wow them and not step up to that next level unless you want to. You know, you can always come back for a comp class later and learn a little more and take it to another level completely. But you can learn a lot from these basic classes just to get you going, and we're going to put some more on for the spring. I will mention one thing real quick. We want to make sure everybody knows that we have partnered with the South Carolina Pork Board and the Beef Council here. They'll be sponsoring some of our classes, the rooms there and so forth, doing a lot of stuff for press and just helping us out there. And we've done some stuff for them in the past, a workshop a couple weeks back in Hilton Head, met with a lot of success. So we want to make sure the market knows we're behind them 100% there. They're behind us. And then actually, I have a new business out there where they're filling up part of the Corbett building, and Heidi Black with Hanging, Bringing You Baskets is actually a new liaison out there basically to do events, promotion, and press for the market. So you can look for a lot of great things coming out. Last year they had Watermelon Day and Peanut Day and Build-A-Burger Day and BLT Day. Well, this year they're going to have all those again, but they're looking at a lot of other avenues to get people out to the market, and we're going to be a part of that on Sunday afternoons doing classes, and we may do some demos as well, whatever the need may be out there. But one thing I always like to pass along to folks that are listening, if you haven't been to the South Carolina Farmers Market here in Casey, West Columbia area, you need to go out. And what you need to do is try the restaurant and walk through the Corbett building and everything, see the demo kitchen, but go down to the main buildings in the back end of the market. A lot of people, for some reason, assume they can't buy there. It's only wholesale. And any of us walking off the street can go back there. Now, you have to buy it in a box size or a case size or something like that, but the savings is so significant that it's worth doing it and putting it up, and we do that all the time. I have about 80 bags, quart bags of peanuts where I boiled peanuts last summer. So we're going to make it through the winter until May hits here for the new peanut season, but encourage you to go by, check the market out. Certainly come by and try one of our classes out. We'd love to have you there. You can contact us through barbecueshoptalk.com, or you can go on Facebook and check us out there, Facebook Barbecue Shop Talk, and send us a message. We'll be happy to get back to you. We have applications posted on there sometime this coming week. Tim?
Yep, looking forward to it, folks. If you got any questions, feel free to give us a call. You can also post your questions, again, on our Facebook page. We'd love to make it part of the show. Looking forward to seeing everybody out at the Farmers Market this weekend for the Carolyn Outdoor Cooking Class, and then again on April 7th for our rib class. So I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. My wife just walked through the door with my Valentine, so it's time for some chocolate. Looking forward to it. I wish you guys a happy Valentine's. So definitely tell Angie and the kids and everything. We said happy Valentine's to those guys, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yep, we're just about ready to sign off here, just a couple minutes early. We wanted to give a shout-out to the Carolina baseball team. I don't have tickets, but my son's graduating here in a couple months. And guess what? He has free tickets as a student, and he's going to be there for all three games. Chad Holbrook starts his, hopefully, long-time career here at the University of South Carolina. Throw a couple things out here for you, Tim, that you may not know. But their left fielder, his name is spelled a little differently, but his name is pronounced Psycho. How would you like that? That Psycho out third in left field.
Oh, also, man. All right, we had the fish last year. Now we got Psycho.
There you go. And our catcher this year actually may come in as a closer pitcher because he throws in the high 80s. And the third thing I learned today is Joey Pancake, that had a phenomenal season last year, he plays shortstop, and he will continue to do that. But he may also be a relief pitcher or closer, because he pitches in the low 90s.
Oh, wow.
Now, how many teams can say, oh, we'll just send our catcher or our shortstop in to close the game out? I mean, you know, to my knowledge, that's the first time I've heard of it. But anyway, I think they're off to a great start for a great new season. And I'm excited for Carolina this year.
Yep, sounds like another championship. Go Cream Cox.
Good deal. I think we're going to head out of here with some bluegrass music. And thanks to Frieda for coming in tonight and tell us a little bit about her Sandy Run Chili Cook-Off. If you need some more information on that, contact me at Barbecue Shop Talk, and I'll be happy to send the app out to you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.